Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to Wheel Takes, a podcast about the Wheel of Time, a series of novels in the fantasy genre, written by Mr. Robert Jordan and ultimately finished by Brandon Sanderson. My name is Gus. I've read all of them.
And I'm Allie, and I am done with book 8.
Yes. This podcast only contains spoilers for what Allie has already read.
It's
and
true.
Once again, today that is everything through the end of book 8 and none of book 9 or beyond. But also New Spring. Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Doing good?
Yeah, it's
me
a,
too.
It's a sleepy Sunday.
It is. It's a beautiful day. It's a good day to record. And guess what, Allie? We've got a couple people to thank.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited.
We've got a few new patrons to say thank you to for your generosity. And those patrons include, first things first, thanks for the cup of coffee, Matthew M.
Matthew M. Just like a popular... I don't think I've used popular.
I don't think you have.
A popular kaleidoscope. You have a lot of depth in you. You know, there's a lot going on. Sometimes things get a little hectic in your life, but you're always able to make a pretty picture out of whatever the chaos is that comes. You are fun and eccentric and delightful to so many. And for that, we thank you. And thanks for being a part of this community.
And thanks for the high five, Jennifer B.
Jennifer B. Just like a showy Rubik's Cube.
Ooh, we're on a puzzle trick kick
I'm
today.
On a, I'm on,
I like this.
I'm on a toy kick this day.
This is
this
good.
Day.
This is fun.
You're complex, right? There's a way to figure you out, but, you know, it takes some time to get to know you and really see all of what you have to offer. And like, I think that's a great thing. You know, there's a lot of movement in your life. You're somebody
facets,
who likes to be,
right?
Yeah, there's a lot of facets. There's also a lot of movement in your life. You know, you're not somebody who just stays still necessarily. You're somebody who's always kind of on the go. You also liven up any dull space, you know, like, I mean, I worked in an office that in a job that was unbelievably dull, but I had a Rubik's Cube.
That'll do
and
it.
That just brightened up my whole day.
That'll do
working
it.
On that thing. It was great. I had like my little cubicle all the way in the corner, shoved away from everybody. But I had that Rubik's Cube. And you know what? Just like that, you form bonds with people that are deep.
There you go.
And for that, we thank you. And thanks for being a part of this community.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, all of our patrons. Y'all are great. And we appreciate you and don't deserve you. Allie. My big question.
Yeah.
What I want to know.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the... No. where did we leave off?
Oh, fuck.
It was a mystery.
It was a mystery.
A grand mystery. That you posited a grand solution to.
Oh, who killed Adelius?
Who killed Adelius?
I think Van Deen is the most interesting option there.
I agree.
And you know what? I wouldn't be necessarily mad at Robert Jordan for, you know, going with old lady gets revenge for sister's death, because that's also fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun place to
as
go.
As long as it's dramatic,
as
we're
long,
happy.
Like,
right?
Listen, if it pays off in a fun way, then I'm happy.
Yeah.
But I just think, how, like, yes, old lady battle is awesome, but I do think you have Varin for old lady battle.
Seems like it.
You've got a lot of older lady. You got Cad Swain, the green sister,
oh, yeah,
for old lady battle. Like, we've got good greens and good browns.
Yes.
Like, we've got good old ladies, but I feel like it'd be fun for Robert Jordan to be like, what if the evil what looked like your grandma?
Yeah.
And what if, you know what? She's got her reasons.
Yeah. Complex villains in my Wheel of Time?
Never.
It's more likely than you think.
Oh. And I just feel like there's a lot of good emotion there that he could draw on and a lot of good like supports of his thesis. So,
certainly.
Like, I wouldn't be mad necessarily if he can play it off in an awesome way if he goes in a different direction. But I do think it could be a missed opportunity.
I hear you. So, Allie.
Yes.
We're going to pick it up at chapter 29, which is called A Cup of Sleep.
Yes.
Here's the logo. It's
a
dragon in a box. Have you got notes?
I do.
For chapter 29,
I believe.
A Cup of Sleep. It's a super depressing chapter.
Did I get them out? Hell no.
Why would you?
Why would I do that? Oh my God. Now Rand is refusing to go to Elaine. Dumb.
Yeah, well, he thinks she doesn't want him there. He's like, I know which letter was real.
Well, she doesn't. But, like, he can't, like, sneak in and go like, hey, I hear you're mad at me. Can we talk about it?
Nah.
No, not communication in my wheel of time.
What if something happened to her while he was there and it was his fault and he had to add her name to the list?
Oh my God.
I know.
You're right. Keep him away from all women forever. Because I just don't want to hear any more of this. All right. Oh no, Fedwin Death Chap. Fedwin Death Chap.
Why did you think, and you were right, but why did you think Fedwin Death Chap?
Oh, we just focused on him too long and he said some stuff.
And the chapter's called A Cup of Sleep.
A Cup of Sleep. And I was like, oh, fuck. He's going to go crazy. Because the last time we talked to him, he was like, gosh, I hope I don't go insane. And I'm like,
that's when we met him.
Then you're screwed.
Yeah. And since then, Rand's just been like, you and me, Fedwin, at the end.
Fedwin and Randall, till the end. Frederick and Rand.
Fand.
We're doing it. Fand.
That's the ship.
That's it.
Fand.
So, yeah, but I just started yelling, like, this guy is going to die in this chapter, isn't he? Because we focused on him for too long at the beginning, too. He was, like, with Rand and Min, and for what reason? Why were we there?
He was there.
No, he was fucked, is what he, like, there's just times where the camera, I'm calling the POV the camera.
Yeah.
It lingers on someone for too long, and I go, they're fucked.
Yeah.
It's called A Cup of Sleep, all caps.
Mm-hmm.
And Fedwin was the one who first mentioned the death wine.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad.
Fedwin Death Chap. Oh my God, don't be silly. She took down your dragon banner so she doesn't look like the Nepo baby she is, okay?
Yes.
It's not cool to be a Nepo baby anymore. It's 2023.
Correct.
What is happening? Okay. Could you have made that a little less fucking heart-stopping, please?
Was this the, when all the Aes Sedai walked in, all of a sudden.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I was triggered. By the last time a bunch of Aes Sedai walked in.
Yes, it's highly relevant.
It was very concerning. Are these the Aes Sedai that Varen interrogated? What the actual F is that woman up to?
Yeah.
All right, there's a new seed in my teeth and I'm going to figure this out. What is she up to?
I look forward to it. Well, what?
Because I'm like, who is the bad old lady? Is it Cad Swain? Is it Varen? Or is it Van Deen?
Or is it none?
I feel like they're setting up Varen and Cad Swain to look like the bad ones. So that Van Deen can be the secret surprise third option.
Or does there have to be a bad old lady?
I want a bad old lady. I think it'd be fun.
I agree. It'd be interesting.
Cad Swain's got to be the good one because she's too funny.
Sure.
Yeah, I love her so much. I would be genuinely shocked. And I would be genuinely shocked, honestly, if Varen was a baddie.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like she's been sus lately, but she was at the Battle of Two Rivers and like fought on their side.
And she seems to be positive sus, right? Because she did all the sumpulgion in the beginning of the book.
All of them are like pledging their loyalty to Rand.
Fervently pledging their loyalty to Rand.
Like at first I was like, what is going on? This is really sus. But now I'm kind of like, okay, so she compelled them to go like say
swear
to Rand,
to
we're going
to
swear fealty.
Voluntarily.
And that's bad. But also, like, ends, could it be ends justify the means bad?
She said, I need to keep him alive until it's time for him to die.
Right.
Right?
Which is true. Because all the prophecies say he's going to die.
He's going to die at the
last
battle.
So she's like, I got to keep him alive as long as humanly possible. Yeah, I mean, I feel like she is up to something, but I don't think it's necessarily bad. So that leads me to, again, Van Deen is the bad old lady. Because I just want one about, because I want an old lady off.
Of course
on an
you
old
do.
Lady battle.
Of course you do.
Couldn't you imagine Varen Van Deen and Cad Swain all going up against each other?
That'd be fantastic.
Other? That'd be fucking
they're the
rad.
Height of magical power. It'd be so cool.
Like either Cad Swain and Van Deen or Varen and Van Deen or all three, like in some kind of standoff. Like I would fucking go for that. Okay. Yeah. They've all come to their own conclusions on why they should help Rand. Varen really thought of everything.
Yes.
And then Min also has convinced me that, like, bad things are not happening from this group.
So they'll all serve you in their own way.
Yeah. Beeline will bond on an Ashaman as a
warrior. Beeline!
I don't know her name. I called her Beeline.
Beldeen.
Beeline will bond an Ashaman as a warder. A potential way to deal with them being gentled.
That could work.
Could happen. Or that could be the, like, you bonded me? Fine, I'll fucking bond you.
You think that could happen? Like a simul bond?
Listen, if somebody bonded me, I'd bond them right the fuck back.
That could work.
Well, it's definitely going to happen with Rand, Avienda, Min, and Elaine. They're all going to create some kind of bond with like Brigitte as the weird fifth wheel.
And Alana.
And Alana. Oh.
And Luce Theron.
Mess.
And according to you, Moradin.
There's too many people in this relationship.
There's a lot of people in that head.
Yeah.
That came out wrong.
Oh my God. And if Rand and Moradin like switch bodies or something, or like Rand comes back in Moradin's body because there's like a piece of him still alive in Moradin. Mess.
That'd be so.
But like, why would they make Moradin so hot?
Good question.
So that the women are like, all right.
Okay. I'll buy it.
It's an easier transition. Not saying all hot people are the same, but they're all the same. So Serene will have to have a tempestuous love affair. Min says that there's nothing useful in knowing this, but I think that's probably not true because Robert. Or, you know, or it's true. But I feel like usually when something's useless, he doesn't say it's useless. So then I agonize over it and then it turns out to be useless.
Yeah, but sometimes he takes useless information like who draws it out shall follow after. And he makes it a whole fucking thing if it's actually useless.
Who draws it out shall follow after?
The Kalendor prophecy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was useful, but, like, the prophecy itself was kind of a, you know, a dud.
Yeah.
Which is whatever. Yeah. You know, they can't all be bangers, I guess.
No.
Right? If there's a fucking million of them.
There are a lot.
Okay. But, you know, this love affair could be useful, could be interesting. Nelson, what's her name?
I don't know.
For realsies?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, some girl named Nelson will be famous for founding a library.
Oh, cool.
Is it Nelisian?
Nelisian is the guy who got torn in half. He got his throat ripped out by the Golong.
Oh, cool.
Last book. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. You were devastated.
I was, but it was also cool. Nelson will be famous for founding a library. I mean, Rand founded a school. Maybe the library will be in relation. I don't know. Reading has become very dangerous in this book.
It has.
So, I don't know. There's no clarity on...
What is her name? With an N?
Nisune?
Yeah.
Okay, Nelson.
Nelson.
There's no clarity on Elsa. So there's some gal named Elsa.
Elsa, yes.
Yes, so I guess we'll just have to let it go. But that's gotta matter. And why is she so fervent? Did Varen just run out of ideas? It's also interesting that they're all different Ajahs.
That is cool, isn't it?
They're all different.
Yeah.
Why?
Good diversity and like, in support is good.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's to like put in a good word with each Aja.
Sure.
You know, he's got one supporter in each Aja.
Sure.
Fervently. But all of them will serve Rand in their own way. Cyrillia knows how to play young men. The Forsaken need to take notes or a masterclass.
Yeah.
Oh, Rand goes, Min will come with me or whatever. And Gus goes, oh, she'll come with you.
I was quipping a lot.
You were. I think I was sick, so yeah, you were quipping
yeah,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Yes, take Min places and point her at everyone and ask her what she sees. That's what I would do.
Yes.
Okay, and this is what's annoying to me. The one time Rand's like, I'm going to take you somewhere. You know, I'm going to have you be useful to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, good thing you did because she would have fucking died if you hadn't. Will he learn anything from this? No, not definitely not.
Maybe.
Nope. Ah, fuck. What's going on? An explosion happened. Good thing Min came with him.
Mm-hmm.
To Viren. Because it's the one time. The one time.
The one time
he's like, you know what? Women's rights. The one time. A man just tried to kill him. Okay, who do we think it is?
Well, now we know.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
If Rand sends Min away after this, I'll lose my mind. Okay, so this whole Moradin body swap is looking more and more promising.
On what happened?
I don't remember. I'll get there.
Right.
What did Luce Theron just say? Women can only be kept in safe in cages. Go to therapy. But then I realized it might also be like, you can't keep the women safe, dude. Like, one, there's two ways
multiple
to interpret
interpretations.
It. One is, we got to just put them in a cage.
And the other one is, don't even try.
Don't even try, man.
Because you would have to put them in a cage.
Yeah.
Let them live their lives.
Either way, go to therapy.
Yeah.
Dashiva tried to kill Rand. I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it.
But here's the question. Is he a bad guy or is he just
angry? He's a Forsaken.
Is he just upset that Rand was going to throw his life away?
Forsaken.
Okay.
Forsaken. The leering is too much.
Admittedly, he did just do like the whole, hey, Cad Swain, here comes Big Dick Dragon. So it is kind of a sudden reversal for it to be simmering discontent.
Yeah, I just, again, I have a big note. No, this guy's like, okay, I'm a simple farmer who's like read some books when the peddlers pass through.
What if he was a gentleman farmer?
But I know how to translate old time.
He's a gentleman. Could be a gentleman farmer.
Oh, shush your trap.
I mean, what if he's just Mr. Knightley from
Oh,
Emma?
Oh my God.
He's not a farmer. Yeah.
He's not. He is not.
Mr. Knightley's.
He's done a different kind of hoeing. Now, I said, uh-oh, because Fedwin was on screen.
Yes.
I said, Fedwin death chap.
You did.
Mazrim Taim is thinking about killing Rand. Thanks for the update, Min.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
Because Rand is really easy breezy beautiful cover girl with Taim.
Taim is not easy breezy beautiful cover girl with Rand.
Does Min say that?
It was implied.
Is it?
She's like, he was considering something drastic or something.
Okay, well...
There was a serious consideration happening and Min pointed it out. Oh my God, Rand is using Nynaeve's herbs. I'm going to cry.
This part, yeah, a cup of sleep. Again, I've mentioned that I don't remember this the way it was actually written. Because my memory of this, I think I said this last week.
I can't even hear your version.
Is that Rand comes back to see Fedwin and Min, and Fedwin has snapped, reverted to about 6 years old, and is, like, having a tantrum because he doesn't know what's going on. And Min is, like, holding him and rocking him while he cries and singing to him.
Ugh.
And, like, Rand comes in the room and sees this and sees Min looking at him with sheer abject horror and terror while she has to, like, calmly sing.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. If you're Min, right, and you know that, like, you know, the men who can channel can wipe out their entire families without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and this guy's supposed to protect you, which...
Yeah.
Ugh. But, I mean, fair in this case. But sometimes it's like, ugh.
Yeah. That's how I remember. It's not what actually happened.
So she is supposed to be protected by this guy. Could you imagine if suddenly the person that was supposed to protect you, who could also kill you without even thinking about it, turns to you and is like, are you my mommy?
That's
like, I
horrifying.
Would fucking, that's so scary.
Yeah.
Like, they did not emphasize enough how scary that must have been for Min.
I do feel like...
I know we're in Rand's head.
I buffed it up
head.
In my head more because I wanted it to be that way. Because it is scary what she describes. She's like, he wanted to pull the, you know, walls down and make me a castle and put me in it. That's really scary.
Yeah. He was threatening to basically destroy the castle to protect her.
I would love to see this from her perspective.
Yes. Yes. Because, okay, this is what's going to be interesting about adapting the show going forward, right? Is it's so heavily point of view in the books.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the thing about omniscient books, right? Omniscient narrators,
yeah,
where they know everything, or first-person POV narrators, it's very easy to then, like, translate that into film, because either you just follow one protagonist the whole time or you take a third person omniscient viewpoint.
Yeah.
But multiple POVs is hard to capture.
Yes.
Because then you've just got to be like bouncing around between characters. But so you have to manage all of these storylines in a way that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that in a way though, that having that third person camera that the camera has to be if it's got multiple perspectives is going to be really helpful, because I think that that they'd be able to really do, and I think they have to do this scene. It's so fucking
good. I love it. It's just one of my favorite scenes in the
book. It's so good. They have to do it. And they've really been emphasizing, I think, in the show, the heartbreak of just all of it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, they've really been going into the emotions of everything, even if they're not necessarily always sticking to the plot point.
Yeah. And like, Sorry.
But I think this moment really encapsulates the horror of, like, that a person can just snap.
Yeah.
Right?
And
lose
the
their mind.
Was fine.
And he was fine.
He was completely fine.
There was no sign.
No. And then he just, whoop, I'm done. I'm
well,
gone.
And there might have been more signs, right? But he was keeping them to himself. Because obviously, if anyone knows that he's going crazy, he's going to get served some wine and go to sleep. Right? He knows, because he told us what the consequences are of that. So even if you are starting to be like, I'm feeling a little crummy, you're not going to tell anyone.
No.
So.
Because you can't stop channeling. It's impossible.
Right. And then meanwhile, you're watching this guy like laughing to himself and puking like the Exorcist. And you're like, we have to keep this one alive.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how crazy he goes.
This one has to stay okay.
It doesn't matter how crazy Rand goes. That's fucking scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, again, Diamond Balls Bashir.
Honestly.
watched him take out Ashimon and tackled him to the ground.
Yep.
That's amazing. Anyway, so then, but I think that there's a possibility that with this third person camera that they'll be able to showcase, like, Rand goes away to go fight. And it's like, I feel like there could be a great juxtaposition between Rand fighting and Min in this, like, storage room, right? With this guy who's like,
yeah,
don't worry, mommy, I'll protect you.
Yeah. What are those loud noises? What's happening? I'm scared.
Like
and
don't
be,
like,
don't, no, it's okay.
Fine.
It's okay, Fedwin, don't be scared.
Yeah.
Should I do something?
Could
no.
Fuck, yeah, don't do anything, actually.
Let's just sit down here.
Like, I'll protect you.
Let's just sit down and sing.
We can sit and sing. Like, that's scary as shit.
Yeah.
That's scary as shit. And if they got a really good actor for that, ooh.
Yeah.
So we've got, like, Dashiva on the one hand, who's attacking Rand. And then we've got Min in this very vulnerable position with Fedwin. And the minute he was like, Fedwin, watch Min, I was like,
nope.
Fuck. Fuck.
Well, we're
nope.
Done.
This is not good. This is not good at all. But I think Min is also the optimal person to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. The way she handles it is perfect. She's just like, huh, Fedwin's building. Like, you know, Fedwin's having a time.
Yeah, he's like, no, make a little tower for me. Make
yeah,
a little.
Make a
she
little
handles
one.
It so well.
Yeah. You don't need to worry about the big tower. Let's do the little one. Like, yeah, she handles it perfectly. Because if she had, like, she de-escalated that situation in a way that should be studied,
yeah.
Like how to de-escalate a situation, because she could have made that a whole lot worse
but
for herself.
She didn't.
And she stayed calm and cool.
You have more notes?
I think that was my last thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then Rand uses herbs that Nynaeve taught him.
Devastating.
Nynaeve is still protecting Rand.
Yes, absolutely. A devastating chapter, this one.
Then this is my thing that I'm learning the older I get, is like, you have no idea the effect you're having on people.
No.
Right? Like, I've had people come back into my life and they're like, you said these things to me. And I'm like, I have no recollection of that ever happening.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the things that people remember about you are going to be very different than the things you remember doing to them.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Chapter 29.
It made me think about how Nynaeve is just still impacting mm-hmm. Rand, all like, even though they're so far apart.
Chapter 29, A Cup of Sleep. Don't be an utter woolhead, Rand, Min said.
Yeah.
Making herself remain seated, she crossed her legs and kicked her foot idly, but she could not keep exasperation out of her voice. Go to her. Speak to her.
I agree.
Why? He snapped. I know which letter to believe now. It's better this way. She's safe now. From anyone who wants to strike at me. Safe from me.
I love that
it's better.
I love that the ramifications of those two letters is still happening.
Like,
she sent two dumbass texts because she didn't have a friend
just
to tell
texted.
Her not to do it. And never double text.
Min and Fedwin are like, dude, it's probably okay. Like, you should go talk to... Whatever.
Talk to my girlfriend? Impossible.
And Min goes, the dragon reborn is a man, Fedwin. And like any man, he's sulking because he thinks a woman doesn't want to see him again. And Fedwin's like, oh, shit. Oh, boy. Because Fedwin, by the way, is like 17.
Oh, my God.
If that.
He's a baby.
They refer to him as the husky boy.
He's a baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so he can fight and die.
Yeah.
But, you know, a 40-year-old woman with tons of experience and battle scars. No, we gotta protect her.
So what, remind me, what happened at Camelin? Why is Rand so pissed off?
Elaine came and took down all the dragon banners.
Yeah, because she was like, my nation.
Yeah, because otherwise she looks like she's a puppet for you.
Yep.
And, the whole thing about that country is, like, you have to earn your throne.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get political backing. Like, you can't just have the throne handed to you. No one's going to take you seriously. And she's already got working against her that she's, what, all of 20 years old?
Yeah, it is the Holy Roman Empire.
Yes.
It is. You need the backing of the rest of the popular houses. And what's working against her more than that she's 20 is that Robin actively demolished Morghese's public image for, like, a good year.
Yeah.
So she had almost no support within the country. These people who would have been like, yes, Morghese is gone. We immediately give the throne to Elaine.
But now we've got what's-her-face on the case.
Dial-in, yeah.
Thank you. Dial-up internet. We got dial-up on the case. She's going around talking to people going, and everyone's like, yeah, sounds good. Let's support Elaine, right?
How long do you think it'll take for her to take the throne? It's It's going to be right quick, or is this going to be...
I feel like this is going to be a boring plot line that lasts a long time. That's my prediction. I think that the Fael kidnapping and Elaine succession crisis becomes like why people hate this log. And let's give it one other possible plot line. So we've got the succession crisis, which takes care of like the kin group, right? I guess the sea folk could be annoying.
They certainly could.
Which is unfortunate because I really wanted them to be cool.
We all did.
So yeah, I think that's the three boring chapters of the three boring parts of the slog.
Min goes, haven't you twisted yourself into knots to make sure she got the throne of Andor? Which is hers by right, might I add. Didn't you say you wanted her to have Andor whole, not ripped apart like Kyrie and her tear? And he goes, I did, and now it's hers, and she wants me out of it. Good enough, I say, and don't tell me again to stop shouting. I'm not... Then he's like, sorry, I had a naive moment there.
Yeah, that was very naive of you. Aw.
Andor is hers, just as you wanted. None of the Forsaken are going after her now she's torn your banners down, just as you wanted. And you can't believe she's siding... And you can't believe she's siding with your enemies. Andor will follow the Dragon Reborn, and you know it.
You so made out so many times.
So the only reason for you to be in a snit is because you think she doesn't want to see you. Go to her, you fool.
Literally go to her, you two will bang like rabbits.
Before you can say two words, she'll be kissing you.
It's true.
Amanda's like, no.
No, she'll yell at him first, and then be like, kiss me, you idiot.
And then all of a sudden, these Five Eyes Sedai walk in, just out of
that
the blue.
That scared the shit out of me. I was like, I did not see this coming. How could I be so stupid? Everyone's laughing at me. And then they pledged their fealty, and I was like, huh?
So before we get into that, we're going to do a quick ad break. Welcome back. So these Five Eyes Sedai walk in.
Yeah.
Their names are Elza Penfell, who is green, Nasune Bihara, who is brown, Serene Nemdal, who is white Aja, Beldine Niram, who's Aja we don't get, but I know we've heard it before, and Arian Borleos.
Varen really said paint
they're,
with...
Sorry, they're both green. Those last two.
Varen really said paint with all the colors of the wind.
Well, it's green, 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 brown, white.
Green, green. Oh, I thought they were all different.
No, three greens, a brown, and a white.
Okay, so we got three battle Aja.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Which, good if you want to have them.
Research gal.
And logic gal.
And logic gal. All things Rand will need at this moment.
Cerulea goes, these were named the Tsang, Randalthor. I think they feel their shame in the bone now. Arian Borleos was the first to ask to be beaten as you were, sunrise and sunset, but now each has done so. That plea has been granted. Each has asked to see her, to serve you, however she may. The toll for the betrayal cannot be met, yet they know their shame. And they wish to try. We have decided to leave the choice to you.
And Min is like, what the fuck? Whoa, huh?
I also was like, what the fuck?
And Rand asks them. Right? He's like, okay, this is fucking wild, but sure, let's talk about it. Do you remember the reasons they give?
One of them was like, I just feel really bad.
Yeah. Arian goes, we did be wrong in taking you. I have considered long on it. You must fight the last battle, and we must help you. If you'll no accept me, I do understand. But I will help, as you do require, if you will allow.
One of them was like...
That's the one he killed two of her warders, by the way.
That's big of her.
Yeah.
Two of them?
Two of them.
Rand. I mean, they were beating him, and they put him in a box. So,
and
like,
they were
I'm
beating...
On,
they were, he saw Min.
I'm on his side.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on his side about it. I'm just like, damn.
Yep. Like, you were going to say something else? I'm sorry.
That was a deep bond.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's huge. The white Aja lady was like, logically, it makes the most sense to back you.
Yes.
All right. So Varen even like curtailed them to what they would say.
Well, she just, it seems like she just said, find a reason to want to serve the Dragon Reborn.
Oh, so she didn't even plant this in
No,
her
I don't think she said, you have to find your own reason.
Well, that was probably smart because they could come up with unique reasons on their own. She's smart.
Also made a point to humiliate them through the...
And do the same thing to them.
As much as possible. Yeah.
Yeah, and do the same thing to them that... Like, have them ask to be treated the way Rand was treated.
Yeah.
So that they could learn empathy. and this is in quotes, so that Rand would be empathetic to them and more maybe able to listen to them.
So Beldine walks up and goes, "When you go to Tarmon Gaiden, the green must be there. I will follow if you will accept me." And Min is like, this one's going to bond an Ashaman as a warder. That's interesting. So how do you think that's going to go down?
I think that that is a logical pairing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's logical to be like, I'm magic, you're magic, we have a special bond. Why not get on the same page at all times?
It would make sense for them to work together. The binary sexes working together in my Wheel of Time?
Well, I mean, I think that we need that to happen in order for the chaos to end, right?
Yeah.
Rojo loves his binaries.
He does.
I do kind of agree with the thesis of, like, you know what? In order to fix the world, we do all need to come together in some way.
Yeah.
And, like, look past our differences. Hopefully those differences that we're looking past are not, like, you know, slavery.
Yeah, well, it'd be good. You know. Serene goes, what we did was logical at the time. I say that to explain, not to exculpate. Circumstances have changed. For you, the logical course might seem to send us back to captivity, or even execute us. For me, logic says I must serve you. And Nisune goes, I want to study you. I can hardly do that carrying stones or digging holes. They do leave plenty of time for thought, but serving you seems a fair exchange for what I might learn. And Elsa just goes, she like goes to her knees and like kisses the floor and says, you're the dragon reborn. You must be there for the last battle. I must help you be there. Whatever is necessary, I will do. And then she starts kissing the floor.
Is that the one who lost orders?
No, that's a
different girl.
Arian, this is
Elsa.
That's
a lot. That's a lot.
She just starts like prostrating herself and like,
that's
kissing,
a lot.
Going, you're like, yeah.
That's a lot.
And Min is like, I'm not really sure what's up with her, but she's going to be on your team.
That is weird. I would like to know what's up with that.
Feverish
I will be
eyes,
flagging
they describe it as.
Elsa girl.
Feverish
eyes. That, oh no, this is more Massima like bullshit.
Maybe.
Like fervent following. Know. Yeah, I get nervous
her
about
her whole face
fervent.
Seemed to shine with fervor.
Ew.
Even Cerulea looked taken aback, and
that's
Serene's
weird.
Mouth dropped open. Moore gaped at her and hastily returned to twisting his button. Min thought he giggled nervously, almost under his breath.
Yeah, it's weird.
And Rand is like, yeah, all right.
She's basically like, let me wash your feet with my hair. That's weird.
What do you think? How about I put y'all in a fucking box for a week, and then we can talk about it? What do you think? How's that sound? And Elsa goes, yes, whatever I must do, I will.
Yeah. Something's wrong with her, but the other ones, I mean, here's my thing about this that I'm thinking about. Varen knows that Rand doesn't trust the Aes Sedai.
Yes. Including her.
Including her. He might trust this group.
Maybe. Min vouched for him.
Because they, I'm trying to think like what her end game with this would be. She knows he doesn't trust the Aes Sedai. So the thing would be, how do we get him to trust some of us?
Sure.
Right? Beyond, like, his friends. But he's going to think that we're just using his friends to get to him, right?
Yeah.
So we have to come up. If I wanted someone who I knew didn't trust me to trust me, I'd want him to think. I'd want him to feel like there was someone who was firmly on his side.
Yeah.
Right? Who had no other options. Right? People
yeah.
who wouldn't scheme against him because the cost to themselves would be so great.
Yeah.
So these women have gone through what he went through, are willing,
all of them say, yeah, we'll let you put us in a box if that means that you
let us
serve us.
If that's what it takes.
Let us serve you.
She's like, he needs people who will prove that they're for him,
yeah.
not for the White Tower.
Yeah.
Right? And at this point, they're like, fuck the White Tower, fuck everything. Like, the cost to us is that we go back to being basically subhuman. And so I need to be the ones you can trust, but he doesn't understand that they're also being controlled by Varen.
Right. Well, controlled push,
ish.
Right?
Yeah. But I mean, I don't necessarily think she has, I mean, it's a little sus, but I don't necessarily think she has, I hope she doesn't have bad intentions with this.
Probably not.
But it seems like she's really trying to work in his best interest.
Seems like it. Keep him alive until he has to die. But the question is she saying he has to die at the last battle, or he has to die and take everyone else with him? Right? Because the Forsaken even are not like, kill him.
Yeah. No, the orders are keep him alive, let him cause chaos.
Yeah.
I think,
because I do agree with you. My first read at this point, I thought, yeah, I think everything's chill here, if a little weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird, so I'm trying to figure out what the end game is. If she's bad, it's that she could maybe have a group of people he trusts that are controlled by her.
Right.
Right, which is useful. But that's also useful if you're a good guy, right?
Yes, it is. It's useful shitty, no matter what.
But it's not...
Not necessarily malevolent.
It's not evil.
It's selfish, perhaps.
It's selfish. Not, it's morally bad.
Yes.
But, like, morally bad for a good cause.
Yeah.
Like, you could justify to yourself, maybe. But I just... I think that she knows that eventually he's going to have to trust some Aes Sedai.
Probably.
And if Cadswain can't do it, it might as well be Varen's group.
Okay, that makes sense.
Or she's evil. And she's anti-Cadswain.
I could see them being paired off one another, right? At first, you were like, they fill the same role. And I said, they really don't.
That's what's confusing is, like, theoretically, he has, like, two old women. He's got many old women trying to advise him, right? He's got Cirilia, Amys. But Cirilia's kind of supplanted Amys.
Yeah, Amys kind of got shoved over to the side because Robert Jordan didn't want to play with her anymore.
I mean, for real. So we got Cirilia, Cadswain, who have formed a team.
Yeah.
And I trust both of them.
Yes.
We have Varen, who's been doing some sus things, but can we overlook how clutch she came at the Battle
Multiple
of the Two Rivers?
Times.
Many times she's defended them. So has she proven herself then?
Good question.
But what role does she serve then? Because Cadswain's trying to, like, bring out his humanity, so what is Varen trying to do?
What do you think?
Well, if we've got Loghain bolstering, we need a group of Aes Sedai who would be willing to work with Ashaemon.
Yeah.
Catswain's group's not going to do that.
Why not?
Yet. Why not? Because they're men who can channel and they've, like, trained their whole lives against that.
Yeah, but Cadswain is in the palace with the Ashaemon.
Now this is going to bug me.
Was it possible that, I mean, let's think about what we know.
Yeah.
Cadswain and Cirilia are like, his mental health is in shambles.
Right.
And we need to help him figure out his traumas, basically. Not in so many words. And Varen is like, you need to stay alive until it's time for you to die.
He trusts the Aiel.
He trusts some of them, yeah.
Well, yeah. And in order to keep him alive, she needs to have boots on the ground. Like, people that are with him, helping him. But she knows that he doesn't trust her, but he does trust the Aiel. So if the Aiel say, I get a good vibe.
Then he'll go with
this group. Like, we have basically softened them up to the point where we think that they will serve you unquestioningly.
Sure.
He's going to trust that. And then on top of that, Min goes, yeah, you know what? They're right.
Uh-huh. Because that's the next thing that happens.
That's what is going to happen.
She has a viewing and sees an aura flashed. Among all of those images spilling around Rand and the women, suddenly an aura flashed, blue and yellow tinged with green, encompassing them all, and Min knew its meaning. She gasped, half in surprise, half in relief. They will serve you each in their fashion, Rand, she said hurriedly. I saw it. Cirilia would serve him? Suddenly Min wondered exactly what in her fashion meant. The words came with the knowing, but she did not always know what the words themselves meant, but they would serve. That much was plain. And Rand goes, oh, hell, fuck yeah. Awesome. Shit. Yeah, sign up. Y'all are on the team. Let's fucking bounce.
Yes. So Varen knew that if the Aiel and Min were able to vouch for a group of people, he would trust them.
Yep.
Giving her access.
Yep.
To him.
So he lets them swear fealty. Elsa wearing a wide, victorious smile, serene as if stating a principle of logic. Nisune delivered the words as though examining each one. And Rand is like, cool, man. Awesome. Very good. How many more of them do you think are going to come over to Cirilia? And Cirilia goes, however many are necessary, I think more will come. And they leave. And Min is like, I'm going to read my books again. That's going to be a whole lot of fun.
She's a bookworm.
Cirilia goes, that woman, Cadswain the Lythrin, is beneath this roof again today. I think she believes you are afraid of her, Rand Elthor, the way you avoid her whereabouts. And she leaves.
She knows how to play.
And Rand is like, I'm going to go fucking see what's up with that old biddy right there.
Old women, older women, I swear to fuck, they know how to play shit. I am so much fucking smarter already at 30 than I was at 20. Like, if I could do it again with, like, also being young, younger, because I'm 30, so I'm not, like, you know, old. But I am like, I could do, if I could redo my 20s, I'd do them so differently.
But you couldn't. You don't have the experience.
I know. But that's, if I could,
thing.
I'd
you have
be,
the ingenuity then. You have the experience
clean
now.
Clean up. I'd clean up
I'd
with
be
what
different.
I know now.
I'd
and
be
I
different.
And it's just,
it
and
all
it's
comes
just,
through, it's all different.
But it's just 10 years of difference.
Yeah.
And I would have
300 years?
Cleaned
she's gonna
up.
So Min is like, I'm going to go. Let's go figure. Come on, Min. This time you get to come with me. We're going to go figure out what's going on. I'm going to point you at her and I'm going to say, what do you see? And Min is like, fuck yeah. And they go out of the room and he goes, watch Cad Suain carefully, Min. And you two more. She's up to some Aes Sedai scheme, but burn me if I can see what. I don't know. There's a stone wall seemed to strike Min from behind. She thought she heard roaring, crashing, and then Rand was turning her over. She was lying on the floor, looking down at her with the first fear she remembered seeing in those morning blue eyes. What happened?
Explosion.
Someone blew up his room. It's described as like a giant hammer hitting his chambers.
Proposal going forward. Don't have a specific room. You know, switch. I feel like that makes you less easy to target. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Rand goes, so Min is like, what the fuck is happening? So Rand is like, can I trust you more? Fedwin met his gaze openly. With your life, my lord dragon, he said simply. That's what I am trusting you with.
Aww.
Rand said, guard her with your life more.
All right. Listen, I'll be real. I'm going to be real right now. I don't stand the whole, like, she can't protect herself. But if she truly can't, which she can't, right?
Yeah.
Not from this. That's a great line.
Isn't it great?
Like,
If they're still in the palace, they'll feel you try to make a gateway and strike before you can finish. Don't channel at all unless you must. But be ready.
Yeah.
Take her down to the servants' quarters and kill anyone or anything that tries to get to her. Anyone.
Mm.
With a last look down at her, oh, light, any other time she would have thought she could die happily seeing that look in his eyes.
Ugh.
He went running, away from the ruination, away from her.
Ooh. Okay, see, here's the thing. Like, the context matters, right? Because if it were, like, if it were a Vienda he was talking about, it'd be like,
she can
fucking handle it,
yeah.
Right? She can fucking do
and
it.
And yes, he did see her die, and yeah, it was traumatic, and yes, I understand why he wouldn't want to, but also,
she
could come.
She can handle herself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
Sorry. But Min, but like when you're someone who genuinely could not defend yourself,
no.
This is hot. Anyway.
Moore patted her on the arm with a dusty hand and gave her a boyish grin. Don't worry, Min. I'll take care of you.
Stop. Oh my god.
So we switch to Rand, and this is a battle. It's a fun battle. How's the battle?
It's good. It's a good battle. Rand runs up. Well, it's kind of funny because he takes him by surprise a little bit.
So a few things happen before he's running around.
Okay.
Luz Theron starts screaming about Ilyena. I should have sent Ilyena away. She would have lived. And, okay.
Well, okay, I did it this time, okay?
And we're running around and everyone's freaking out.
Fuck my kids, though.
Right? Fuck Luz Jr., I guess. the palace is blowing up and...
Hey, there's an Ilyena Jr. as well, probably.
He's like, good, Alana's not here, that's good, and... He kind of makes like a fire and air bubble around himself so he can't be seen, and he watches a bunch of maidens run by, and he's like, I will happily let you come with me to himself anytime there is anything you can do.
All right, but here's the thing. You did not do that before.
No.
So, like, I get it this time, because, like, truly, like, what
they
could they
do? They can do absolutely nothing in this scenario, yeah.
It also does make me feel feelings that we've basically rendered the maidens useless.
I know, because when it's a magic battle, they are completely useless.
Yeah. I mean, here's the hope, is that, you know, some non-magic things come as
yeah.
well to deal
yeah,
with.
I guess, yes.
I guess that's the hope.
So he keeps running, he keeps looking around, he keeps on hiding so the maidens don't see him, so they just get out of the way.
In a very high-stakes game of hide-and-seek, Rand.
Three more times he had to hide behind the power as veiled maidens rushed by, and once when he saw Cad Suain sweeping along the corridor ahead with no fewer than six Aes Sedai at her heels, and not one other that he recognized besides her. They seemed to be hunting He was not afraid of the gray-haired sister, precisely. No, of course not afraid. But he waited until she and her friends were well out of sight before letting his concealing weave go.
What do you think they're hunting for? Rand or the people who blew up
the That's the question,
room?
Right? What do you think? Do you think that she's a baddie? Do you think this is the reveal?
No, I don't think she's a baddie.
It's her and six Aes Sedai that he's never seen.
That's because he never spends any time with her.
That's true. Rand stepped away from the wall. A door opened right beside him, and Aelil peeked out. He'd not known he was near her rooms. Behind her shoulder stood a dark woman with fat golden earrings in her ears and a medallion-filled golden chain running across her left cheek to her nose ring. Shaelin, windfinder to Harim Din Togara, the Ath'an Mi'er ambassador who had moved into the palace with her retinue, almost as Mirana informed him of the agreement.
Secret lovers.
And meeting with a woman who might want him dead.
That's what we are.
Their eyes popped at the sight of him.
And people are like, what? Queer messaging in the Wheel of Time.
He was as gentle as he could be, but he had to be quick. A few moments after the door opened, he was tucking a somewhat rumpled Aelil beneath her bed alongside Shaelin. Perhaps they were not part of what was happening. Perhaps.
They were like, we tied each other up earlier, but it was a very different context.
I will give you this. Yeah, they are fucking.
They definitely are. This Come
is,
on.
This is something
Secret
that explicitly
lovers,
comes up later.
That's what we yeah. are. Yeah. Come on.
Come on. Yeah. You want to hear something else interesting?
What?
Shaelin's married.
To who?
Someone.
Oh my god, this is piping hot.
Right?
Tea.
Right?
This that was just a look inside. Like Gus will sometimes come home and be like, guess what? Like in terms of, you know, gossip. And this is us, like, because when you are married, you get twice the gossip.
Yeah. Yeah, so
did you hear how I went? To who?
I know, I don't remember. But like, I will just tell you that because you went, oh my god, they're fucking. Yeah, they are, and this is a thing.
They definitely are. Yeah. Wait, Shaelin, is Shaelin the Aiel lady? Or
no, Windfinder.
Windfinder lady is married.
So this is Aelil.
Aelil is fucking
Shaelin. Knife girl.
Knife girl.
From before, like, he might be awake on the battlefield.
We have a queer villain.
If she's a villain, she may not be a villain.
Listen. I'm open to the idea of her not being a villain and just her in the moment being like, I mean, we could stab him. He is laughing to himself and puking everywhere like The Exorcist.
Yeah.
And he did sign us up to get murdered. And I've got a really hot piece of ass to get back to.
So we go.
I want to write the series from the perspective of all the random minor sub characters.
I know. That's Malazan, kind of.
Because I think it'd be funny as fuck. I'm going to do it.
So,
I don't have enough going on.
50 paces beyond Aelil's rooms, the corridor opened into a square-railed balcony of blue marble with broad stairs at either end, fronting a square chamber with a okay, yes, we know. Below, Dashiva stood looking about, licking his lips uncertainly.
Ew, see? The lip-licking thing.
Gedwin and Rashaed were with him.
Was Balthamel? Or Agnor. Agnor's the one I think is here. Was Agnor a lip licker? I feel like that was a yes.
Oh, God, I don't remember.
I seem to recall him licking
his
lips.
I feel like he licked his lips in a creepy way in book one, yes.
I think that happened.
We can check. Do you want me to check? I can check.
Go ahead and check.
Why not? I'm
going to
get the book, and while I go get the book, we're going to take a quick ad break. Welcome back. In reality, I just turned around and picked the book up off the shelf, but, you know. All right, let's see here. Oh, yep, well, huh. One of the first things that we see from Agnor is he goes, Agnor's tongue crossed his withered lips, sounding like stone on rough leather.
Your Honor, I rest my case. He's a lip licker.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So there's that.
Detective Alley, done it again, you son of a bee.
So, and he comes up on these guys, and I'm telling you, I felt nothing, Gedwin was saying. He's dead! And Dashiva saw Rand at the head of the stairs.
Guess again, motherfuckers.
The only warning he had was the sudden snarl that contorted Dashiva's face. Dashiva channeled, and with no time to think, Rand wove, as so often he did not know what. Something dredged from Luz Theron's memories. He was not even sure he created the weave entirely himself, or whether Luz Theron snatched at Sidene, air and fire and earth woven around himself just so.
I mean, this is a time to kind of let him do his thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, loose.
As long as he doesn't make another dragon mount.
Let's let it loose. Oh, that's true. So, like, keep a little bit of a rein on it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Let him come to the party a smidge.
So, it's a magic battle. It's a kaboomy boom. And
so, there's a Gedwin and a Fedwin?
Yeah. And they're both Ashaman.
Robert, please.
Look, Aragon is just dragon, but with an E.
Robert, please. Please don't do that.
He's not the only one who does this. So, you know, magic battle, magic battle, magic battle. It's exciting.
How is that related? The Aragon is just dragon with an E. How is that related?
It's not.
We don't have an Aragon and a Faragon.
That's true. We have a Faramir, Boromir and Faramir. And, but
well,
that's
I also yeah. take up complaints about that.
So, you know, the magic battle in Luthien's like, I should have killed them all in the beginning. I should have killed them all. Rand,
well,
let him
maybe
rage.
Not all. Because we do, they have come in clutch a few times.
Yeah. A servant sees Rand and just passes the fuck out.
You know what you should have done, though? Make your presence known there ever.
Another servant peeped out of a corridor, then gathered her skirts and raced back the way she had come, shrieking at the top of her lungs that the dragon reborn was killing everyone in the palace. This is not good PR.
Terrible PR. The worst PR. But this reminds me of Egwene had a vision.
Yes.
We gotta do another deep dive.
We'll do another
one
someday.
But Egwene had a vision of like Rand running
Ashaman
through the streets and the Ashaman,
and
they were like
destroying
everything.
Everything yeah.
I feel like that's this.
He walked the corridors of the palace, no longer bothering to hide. Everyone else seemed to be. The few servants he saw fled screaming.
Wouldn't
corridor
you?
After corridor he hunted, filled near to bursting with Sidheen, full of fire and ice trying to annihilate him as surely as the Shiva had, full of the taint worming its way into his soul. He had no need of Luthien's ragged laughter.
Everyone's
and
probably
ravings.
Like, it's Dragonmount, part two.
Yeah. A glimpse of a black coat ahead and his hand shot up, fire streaking, exploding, tearing away the corner where the two always met. Rand let the weave subside, but did not let it go. Had he killed him? My Lord Dragon!
Yeah, this is Nalissian or whatever. Narishma. No, Narishma.
You're
God.
Really on Nalissian
There's
today.
Too many N's this week.
A voice shouted from behind the torn stonework. It's me, Narishma, and Flynn!
And Rand's like, we gotta get you different colored coats.
I didn't recognize you, Rand lied. Come here.
Oh my god. Well, you can't trust anyone at this point, right?
I think maybe your blood's hot, Flynn's voice called. I think maybe we should wait for everybody to calm down.
That's super real.
Yes, Rand said, slowly. Had he really tried to kill Narishma? He did not think he could claim the excuse of Luthien.
I mean,
yes.
You kinda can.
That might be best for a little while longer. He searched through the palace for hours without finding a sign of Dashiva or the others. The corridors and great halls, even the kitchens, were empty of people. He found nothing and learned nothing.
Well, yeah, probably they gatewayed out the second that they realized you were onto them. Why would they stick around?
No, he realized that he had learned one thing. Trust was a knife. And the hilt was as sharp as the blade.
All right, here's the thing, though. You could have seen Dashiva coming from a mile away if you paid any fucking attention.
Admittedly, if you had spent more than 7 seconds at the Black Tower, maybe, you know...
This could have been avoided.
Maybe you could have averted some of this.
Yeah.
Then he found pain.
Uh-oh.
Holding the crown of Ilion on her lap, Min watched Rand holding Fedwin. Her hands tightened on the crown and loosened immediately at the stabs of those small swords hidden among the laurel leaves. So, this part.
Big yawn.
Rand sat cross-legged on the... You're talking to the dog.
Sorry, he had a big yawn.
Rand sat cross-legged on the bare stone floor, still covered in dust and scratches, his coat torn. His face might have been carved. He seemed to watch Fedwin without blinking. The boy was sitting on the floor, too, his legs sprawled out. Tongue caught between his teeth. Fedwin was concentrating on making a tower out of blocks of wood.
My god, so cute. So tragic.
She could still remember the horror when she realized the boy guarding her now had the mind of a small child.
Oh my god! A nuclear child? Could you imagine? I fucking lose my mind.
It had not been easy talking Fedwin into playing with those wooden blocks instead of pulling stones out of the walls with the power to make a big tower to keep you safe in.
Oh, my God.
And then she had sat guarding him until Rand came. Oh, light, she wanted to cry.
And Rand's like, I gotta keep things from her, you know, to prevent horror from being in her because she's a woman, yeah. She can't handle it. Like, I can't. She handled this like a champ.
You hide yourself in the depths, it appears. The deep voice had not finished speaking from the doorway before Rand was on his feet, facing Mazrim Taim. As usual, the hook-nosed man wore a black coat with blue and gold dragons spiraling up the arms.
That's sass.
Rand seemed to be gritting his teeth. Min surreptitiously eased a knife in her coat sleeves. As many images and auras danced around one as the other, but it was not a viewing that made her suddenly wary. She'd seen a man trying to decide whether to kill another before.
See?
And she was seeing it again. She's thinking about Rand, I think.
Is she?
I think, yeah. Because, no. Like, Rand is looking at him with his teeth gritted, and she's like, oh, what are we doing?
Well, I bet Mazrim Taim is also aware that that's going on. You gotta be a little subtler about when you're trying to decide whether or not to kill somebody, Rand. You gotta be a little more aloof about that.
So why is Taim here?
I can't remember.
I wanted to let you, I happen to be in the neighborhood to let you know about
some... Oh my god, he comes at the times. He's on to all of this shit.
He's like, hey, we had some deserters, so I was coming to let you know.
Did we? So...
Normally I wouldn't have bothered, but these are Gedwin, Rashid, Torval, and Kizman. It seems they were malcontented over events in Altara. But I never thought they would go this far. I haven't seen any of the men I left with you. There were, other casualties? I'll take this one with me if you wish.
No, thanks. I'll deal with it myself.
Yeah, Rand is like, I told them not to fucking come out.
Yeah, I feel like, here's the thing. It's confusing because it's like, did Mazrim Taim know this is going to happen or no?
What do you think? Because you do think he's a bad guy, right? But you're not sure what kind of bad guy.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, because, initially I thought he was Daemon Dread. But then I wasn't sure because it felt too obvious. So then I zeroed in on Shiva being Aghanor, which I am pretty confident in right now. But I think Daemon Dread's game was like, let me like align with Rand. But that's why Luce Theron is so reactive to Mazrim Taim all the time. And is like, kill him, kill him, kill him. Okay. I mean, granted, he's like that with
all
most.
All of them, yeah.
Well, I'd be interested to see who he was like that with.
He's like that with almost all of them.
Yeah, but he's like especially snarly.
Yes.
When Mazrim Taim's around.
Yes.
And he mentions Daemon Dread a lot when Mazrim Taim's around.
He does, and they do look similar. We have established that.
We've established that they look similar. So, either Daemon Dread is Mazrim Taim, or Mazrim Taim is working for Daemon Dread, is what I initially thought. And then I was like, and then Osengar, and he's going to be like, let me work with Rand and teach him, like, horrible shit that he can do to, like, create more and more chaos.
Right.
Right? And if I have, Rand, basically, Rand's whole... Black Tower in my pocket, basically I have a nuke walking around that I can utilize at any time.
Yeah.
And then Osengar saw that and was like, okay, but then what if we had like all the magic nukes break away and go do their own thing?
Sure.
That would be really, really bad, right?
Sure. But then is
that a double beat?
Well, if you're right, Osengar immediately got pulled off of his mission because Rand was like, I'm going to take this guy.
Yep.
You.
Basically,
Farmer boy.
It made it more difficult for sure.
Yeah.
But Osengar was able to eventually convince at least a small group of them to break away.
Seems like it. Well,
I guess he was like, let's cut our losses and go. Well, maybe partially, like he had the plans in motion and he was like doing it. And then the Kalendor thing happened and he was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Well, remember too, Gedwin and Rashid are the ones who have the SS ranks, Storm Leader and Battle Leader.
Yeah.
So they're the high-ranking ones.
They just took a bunch of high-ranking guys.
Yeah.
And went and fucked off.
So I guess the question is, did Osengar sway them away from Taim? Or was Taim like, go kill him? Oh, it didn't work?
That's my question.
Right.
He's like, was Taim involved in this? Or was this like a back foot for Daemon Dread that now he has to deal with?
Well, Taim seems surprised when Rand says that Dashiva is a deserter.
Yeah.
Because Rand tells him that.
And he snarls and is pissed.
Yeah.
So does he know that... the question is, does Daemon Dread know that Osengar is there? I don't think so. Right?
Well, it depends. With Rand or... Because he knows Rand took him.
Yeah. But like, does Daemon Dread know Dashiva? If Dashiva is Osengar, does Daemon Dread know Dashiva's real identity?
Good question. He seemed irritated when Rand picked Dashiva.
He was irritated.
Yeah. Perrin said he smelled irritated.
So there was something about Dashiva that irked him.
Something about Rand bringing Dashiva with
like,
him.
Partially, it was definitely because he was like, here's some guys that I know are in my pocket.
Sure.
And you picked someone else. I think one of them was Gedwin.
He didn't bring Gedwin with him. But I believe Torval and Kizman are the two that Taim sent with Rand.
Yeah.
With Dashiva, I
think. Well, it's weird that,
I'm not sure,
that they were all there at the Kalendor thing. Weren't
yeah.
they? All of them? Which, I mean, I would kind of rebel after seeing that too, to be honest. It was not a great PR look for Rand. I'd kind of go, I'm going to peace out too. You know, I don't want to be Adly.
Wait. When Rand chose Dashiva to stay with him after Demise Wells, Taim stalked away, calling for Gedwin, Rashaed, Torval, and Kizman.
So it's the same guys.
He didn't send them with Rand, but those are the four that Taim was like, hey, everyone, you four come with me. And now these are the four who joined Dashiva for this attack.
So Dashiva wasn't supposed to be involved.
Maybe not.
So, but Daemondra doesn't want Rand to die.
Does he not? Is that still the modus operandi?
No, I mean, Mazrim Taim, Daemondra doesn't want Rand to die, right?
Well, we haven't heard from the Forsaken all book, right? We don't know if that's still the marching orders. Because it's possible
true.
That, well, what could have happened that might have caused the Forsaken to go, oh, fuck, kill him?
Kalendor,
maybe.
What else? Oh, fuck, kill him. What else has happened with Rand?
What else has happened with Rand? I mean, what has he done this
book? Okay, so Demise Wells happened.
Demise Wells happened.
He killed Samael.
He killed Samael.
Who
in
was
book
trying
seven.
To kill him.
And then in book eight, he was mostly just like, here we are in the woods. And now we're going to go over here. Did anything else happen in book eight with Rand?
He got Kalendor
back, yeah. Does he have any plans?
The statues.
What about them?
He wants to use them with a woman, I think.
For what purpose?
To defeat the Dark One.
Is that what you said? I thought you settled on something else.
To cure the taint. Oh, they don't want that to happen. Because then the chaos is, that would severely impact the chaos of it all.
Did that come up this book?
Curing the taint? Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't it? Rand said something about it. He was like, I was going to use Kalendor too, but he didn't say what. And I'm like, well, logically at this point, yeah. It's got to be cure the taint.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're worried you're going insane, you're like, it would be a lot easier to defeat the Dark One if I weren't also actively going insane at the same time. Maybe
yeah.
I make that easier for me by getting rid of the whole taint
yeah.
thing. So, okay. So the fact that he was trying to cure the taint made them go, oh shit, he's got like real plans.
Yeah.
We got it. And he's got Kalendor. So he could theoretically do it if he has.
He's got Kalendor and he also has both access keys.
Oh, and you know what? Varen, I bet, is like, he's got to trust some women. I bet she's starting to come to the same conclusion that I am. Which is that he's going to need women to get these things done. I mean, look at Kalendor, right?
You need
he's
two other women.
He's going to yeah. need magic women that he can trust.
So if he ever uses Kalendor again, who's he going to use it with?
I don't think it's going to be any of those women. Like, I think it's got to be like a dramatic, interesting moment, right?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, it could be those women, but I feel like we're being set up for like a Rand, Egwene, Nynaeve, Elaine, Evian. I mean, he's got so many magic women around him.
Yeah.
At this point, it's got to be one of them or multiple of them that he works with. And I feel like Nynaeve has been presented as this like healer.
Yeah.
Right? She already healed Stilling.
Yeah, she did.
And Gentling, right? She's got to. I mean, if you came to Nynaeve, Miss, like, I hate when anything dies, right? And you said to her, hey, men are dying because they're going insane and I want to cure this thing. Do you think you could do it? Like, I mean, I feel like she's the optimal one to be she knows the healing stuff better than anybody.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So I feel like she's an optimal.
Well, but then is he using Kalendor to cleanse the taint or is he using the access keys? Because he said, I wanted to use Kalendor for something, but now I can't.
Yeah. Well, because he doesn't want to work with women is his thing. Right. But I mean, eventually he's going to have to learn that he has to.
Yeah, probably. This makes sense.
And like these women in his life, there are plenty of magic women in his life that he can trust to work with. He's just not thinking of them in that way.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to put them in danger.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't trust Aes Sedai. I'm like, except for Avienda. Well, I can't trust magic women. I'm like, except for Avienda, Elaine, Egwene, and Nynaeve.
Yeah.
Who are four incredibly strong women.
Yeah.
Who can channel.
And I think if you're right about Moiraine not being dead, if she comes back, would he trust her?
She just bodied someone through a door. If he doesn't trust her, I'm lighting him on fire.
That's fair.
If he doesn't trust her, he deserves death. So, yeah, I feel like that'd be five. That's plenty.
It's a good number.
And then, I mean, listen, if one of them, I mean, she's like, oh, if they serve each other, or they're going to serve him in a way, right? I mean, what more powerful statement for the Aes Sedai is there than I'm going to bond a person that you're afraid of?
Yeah.
And say, like, I'm hooking my wagon to this.
Yeah.
I'm hitching. We're working together.
Yep.
Like, that could start a trend.
Could. You've done a very good job of distracting me from the sad part of this chapter, but I'll take care of Fedwin. Fedwin Moore, Taim. Not this one.
Mm.
He actually backed to the small table to pick up the silver cup sitting among the lamps. Min's breath caught. The wisdom in my village could cure anything, Rand said as he knelt beside Fedwin. Somehow he managed to smile at the boy without taking his eyes from Taim. Fedwin smiled back happily and tried to take the cup, but Rand held it for him to drink. She knows more about herbs than anybody I've ever met. I learned a little from her, which are safe, which not. Fedwin sighed as Rand took the cup away and held the boy to his chest. Sleep, Fedwin, Rand murmured. It did seem that the boy was going to sleep. His eyes closed, his chest rose and fell more slowly, slower, until it stopped. The smile never left his lips. A little something in the wine, Rand said softly as he laid Fedwin down. Min's eyes burned, but she would not cry. She would not. You're harder than I thought, Taim muttered. So that's fucking sad.
Really fucking sad.
Yeah. And then we can get back into the other stuff. And he's like, hey, Dashiva's a deserter. And he's like, really? What the oh, fuck. Really? Fuck. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, he snarls.
Dashiva! Taim snarled, his eyes widening in surprise. It'll be as you say, when next you visit the Black Tower. That quickly he recovered himself, all polished stone and poise once more. How she wished she could read her viewings of him. Rand goes, return to the Black Tower and don't come here again.
Whoa.
I may be moving about for a while. So Taim leaves and Rand is like, all right, okay, man, you know what it's time for?
Fucking off.
I thought I was the whole pack of hounds chasing down one wolf after another, but it seems I'm the wolf. Burn you, she breathed. You can cry, Randall Thor. You won't melt if you cry. I don't have time for tears either, Min, he said gently.
That's not good.
Sometimes the hounds catch the wolf and wish they hadn't. Sometimes he turns on them or waits in ambush, but first, the wolf has to run. When do we go? She asked. She did not let go of his hair. She was never going to let go of him. Never. And that's the end of chapter 29.
Wow. So Rand's running to somewhere. It's unclear where.
Yeah.
Once again, he's running.
As per usual.
He's got to run sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on his side here. Like, right now, if he stays there, he's a sitting duck, right? He's got to... But this will greatly interfere with Cadswain and Cerulea's plans.
Yes, because now he's going to be rabbiting for a while. But for now...
But not to Camelin.
No.
So where would you go?
Could go anywhere.
I mean, I would go hang out in like a cool island or something with like a nice beach and a little coconut.
That could be good. Chapter 30, Allie's Hope Beginnings, and it's the second to last chapter. This is the chapter logo. What is it?
A wolf.
Wolf, do you have notes?
I do.
I do not think this chapter will take as long, because much less happens.
Only three chapters left.
Actually, it's two.
Two chapters for Fael to get kidnapped. And we just got to a Perrin chapter, all caps. I've never rooted for someone to get kidnapped before. He left Fael at the camp!
Yeah, I know. You just got more and more excited.
Oh, what's her name is here. Oh, good. Aram is fascinated by Massima. Game recognizes game.
I'm sure that's going to end real well.
Yeah, that's going to be really fucked up. Ugh. Should I move forward? Aram kills an innocent. Anyway, friend bingo. Massima is going to fucking walk to Kyrian.
Oh, this part.
Robert, why? Robert. We've done enough walking. You invented something to make it so we don't have to walk.
He invented three different kinds of fast travel.
I can't. Petey, save us. He was awakened by our groaning.
Yeah.
You have got to be fucking kidding me, Bobby. Jim, no. We're with Fael and they're out in the woods falconing like morons. Bane and Shiad are with her. Then I got scared that they were going to die because I'm like, how does my girl get kidnapped in this case? I'm nervous. Fael, everything's going great. Oh, did Suroth hang out with Massima?
Apparently so.
Fuck. I fucking knew it. Woo!
We're all very excited. You scared the dog.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pete.
Yeah, it's okay. He's happy. Allie, chapter 30, beginnings. I don't think this will take a ton of time. Watch as there's an hour left in the episode. Perrin Chap, holding his fur-lined cloak close with one hand, Perrin let Stayer walk at the bay's own pace. The mid-morning sun gave no warmth, and the rutted snow on the road leading into Abila made poor footing. He and his dozen companions shared the way with only two lumbering ox carts and a handful of farm folk in plain dark wooden woolens. Cool. Okay, so Grady and Neild are there. They're having fun. They're making jokes. Balwer is being prissy. His Aes Sedai are with him. Perrin is like, it was the right idea to not bring Fael, isn't it? And Matura is like, yep. She's still going to be pissed off about it because women.
Oh my God.
And they like slap each other's backs and, you know, jerk each other off a little bit or whatever.
Stop. I like hope this isn't how you talk about me when I'm not there.
No. God, no.
I hate that kind of shit. Like, if you're gonna act like that about your spouse, like, you don't deserve to be married.
And Perrin is like, yeah, now that I'm yelling at her more, Saldian relationship dynamics, we're gonna move on. Ugh. And
welcome to another special episode of Wheel Takes. No,
we've already done this one.
We've special episode of this
we're not,
already.
We're not doing it.
Go back so if
get,
you want to hear
they
it.
They get to the city and there's some people kind of like barring the way. And they go in, and not barring the way, because anyone can come in, because, you know, free city or whatever. Balwer goes off to gather intel on his own, and Perrin's like, yeah, he'll be fine. Which is true.
Yeah, he will be fine. If there's one person I trust,
it's Balwer.
It's Balwer. He will live through anything. He's like a cockroach.
Perrin had no worries about the dried-up little man going off alone, even here. For a secretary, he managed to learn a surprising amount on these forays of his. He seemed to know what he was about.
Oh, he definitely does. This is a quick-thinking person.
So Perrin finds where Massima is. I've come with a message for the Prophet from the Dragon Reborn, he announced. When none of the men moved, he added, my name's Perrin Ibarra. The Prophet knows me. Balwer had cautioned him about the dangers of using Massima's name, or calling Rand anything but the Lord Dragon Reborn. He was not there to start a riot.
Well, that's everyone good, because Nynaeve like, did not have the same feelings last time.
Holy shit, holy fuck, this is so cool. If you will come with me, Master Ibarra, the woman said calmly, you and your friends, I will take you to the Prophet of the Lord Dragon. May the light illumine his name. And Perrin's like, oh my fucking God, it's Rand. Dude, come on.
Isn't this the Queen Lady?
No, we already have her with us.
Okay.
Right, don't we?
Oh yeah.
So Perrin goes to see Massima, and there's a lot of description in this chapter that I'm just skipping.
Mm-hmm.
Massima goes, so it is you. I did not think you would dare show your face. I know what you've been up to. Hari told me more than a week ago, and I kept myself informed. I know about you murdering men who've come to the Lord Dragon. I know about you trying to carve out your own kingdom. Yes, I know about Manetherin. About your ambition, your greed for glory. You've turned your back on... And then... Karel and Adara took their hoods down. They're like, hello, we're Aes Sedai, stop.
Yeah.
And Perrin's like, well, you weren't supposed to do that.
And he flips out. Massima flips.
Sure, that's true too! Massima snapped, spittle flying from his lips. With filthy rumors spreading against the holy name of the Lord Dragon, you dare to ride with these? They've sworn fealty to the Lord Dragon, Massima. They serve him, do you? He sent me to stop the killing and to bring you to him.
So I answered with more killing.
Perrin sits down.
Obviously.
And Massima goes, there's much to do here yet. Great works. All must obey when the Lord Dragon calls, but in winter, travel's always slow. A delay of a few weeks will make little difference.
Oh, I mean, it makes a lot of difference. We're in the apocalypse.
I can have you in Kyrian today. Once the Lord Dragon's spoken to you, you can return the same way and be back here in a few days.
If Rand let him return.
Massima actually recoiled. Baring his teeth, he glared at the Aes Sedai.
Some contrivance of the power? I will not be touched with the power. It is blasphemy for mortals to touch it.
What?
Perrin came close to gaping.
But Rand.
The dragon reborn channels, man!
The blessed Lord Dragon is not as other men, Ibarra. He is the light made flesh.
Okay, but he also said, yo, I'm going to start a group of men who can channel, and also I'm working with Aes Sedai. Like, so obviously that's not a problem, and you have gone Looney Tunes.
I will obey his summons, but I will not be touched by the filth these women do.
And Perrin is like, literally, I hate everything. So what?
Literally, all I would do as Perrin is I would make them form a gateway and just shove his ass through it.
What was your reaction when you heard Massima go, we're walking to Kyrian?
No, we're fucking not.
But Allie, we've only
we're fucking not walking to Kyrian, Gus. We're not walking to Kyrian with fucking Massima. Are you shitting me? We are going to create a gateway and drop kick his ass through that gateway. I would gateway into Rand's bedroom and be like, Rand, Massima's refusing to come through. Will you tell his ass to fucking go through the gateway and stop being a fucking asshole? And then Rand would be like, yo, Massima, I'm the person you supposedly follow. If you don't get your ass through that gateway in 5 minutes, I'm going to come and drop kick you from here to Kyrian.
Admittedly, Rand's kind of hard to find right now.
I understand, but Perrin doesn't know that.
That's true.
That's what I would do. I would drop kick him through that gateway.
Do you think Massima is earnest in his zealotry, or is he, for lack of a better term, putting on airs for his own advancement?
I think he is earnest in his zealotry and also putting on airs for his own advancement. I think it's both. Yeah. ¿Por qué no los dos? I think he is legitimately off his rocker.
Perrin goes, then we ride, prophet, but no delays. The Lord Dragon is very anxious to talk with you.
I'm anxious to speak with the Lord Dragon. May his name be blessed by the light.
You're going to get executed.
His eyes flickered toward the two Aes Sedai. He tried to hide it.
That's why he wants to walk.
Actually smiling at Perrin, but he smelled grim.
I am very anxious indeed.
Why is he so grim, though? Isn't he just about to meet his hero? Shouldn't he be, like, fanboying all over the place?
So we switch to Fael.
Would my lady like me to ask one of the handlers to bring her a hawk?
The dog is trying to lie down on a rolled-up scrap of cloth. There is a dog bed right there. He is lying down on a rolled-up blanket.
That's dogs for you.
There you go.
They don't make sense.
So they're falconing and hawking. Was last time we saw falconing and hawking, it was also with Morghese.
And I don't think it went well then either.
No. Hawking had been Aliandra's idea, but Fael had not objected to a ride through this sparse forest. Blah, 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 blah. Bane and Chiad had insisted on accompanying her, but they squatted nearby, Shufa wrapped around their heads, watching her with disgruntled expressions. Sulin had wanted to come with all of the maidens, but with 100 stories of Aiel depredations floating everywhere, the sight of an Aiel was enough to send most people in Amadicia running or reaching for a sword. There must be some truth in those tales, or so many would not know an Aiel, though the light alone knew who they were or where they'd come from. Yet even Sulin agreed that whoever they were, they had moved on east. Perhaps into Altara.
Hmm. Nah.
They've got 20 guards.
They did not, in fact,
sorry,
do that.
They've got 40 guards.
That was not enough guards.
Fael thinks about Saldian marriage dynamics, and we're just gonna move on.
No.
And she thinks about Berylane, and we're just gonna continue on. And they think about hunting and falconing and hares, and Arella and Lucille come up.
Mm-hmm.
And Perylane, not Berylane, Perylane.
Perylane?
Perylane.
No.
Not Berylane. Perylane.
There's a Perylane?
Perylian, I guess.
Perylian?
Yes.
Stop. Stop it!
And she goes, my lady,
there are other letters.
The prophet Massima has begun meeting with the Shan Chan.
And they're like, oh, well, what the fuck? This is bad. We gotta tell Perrin.
Okay. So we've got Massima meeting with Suroth. Suroth's definitely meeting with the Shan Chan.
May or may not be Suroth. Is he meeting with Suroth explicitly?
Why did I come to that conclusion?
Because Suroth is the head Shan Chan that
I thought
you know
they
right
were
now.
Like, he was seen meeting with a woman that matched this description.
I don't think so.
Maybe I'm just making shit up. Maybe I just like the drama.
No, you're right.
We talked to 3 farmers who saw a large flying creature land 4 nights ago, my lady. It brought a woman who was taken to Massima and remained with him for 3 hours.
Oh yeah, that's definitely Suroth, right?
Probably.
Okay, so here's the deal. I think so. Maybe Maseem is like, the dragon has like become tainted somehow, so I have to murder him. Or some shit. Like, oh, there's always some shit. But, I mean, Maseema could be faking.
He could be. He could also just be like, I don't want y'all to fuck me up, so can you go around?
Could be.
I'll give you all the women. He hates the power, right?
Right.
He might be like, I'll give you all the channelers if you just go
through,
around.
We just walk through.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we've got... And Suroth, we know, is working with someone... Because the Shan Chan knew way too much about some shit having to do with Rand? Who was it?
The campaign.
The Black Tower. They she knew too much about the Black Tower.
The whole campaign, yeah.
Yeah. So she's working with somebody, and we know that she in the past has worked with Leandrin.
Yeah. Well, she's a dark friend.
Well, that is clear.
Yeah.
That is clear. But like, what? How is Maseema factoring into the equation? Oh, and she definitely knows stuff about the Shido.
No, maybe I don't think
the Shido factored in somehow too. But regardless, she sucks.
I think I must ride into Abila, Fael said. Aleandra, take Megdin and Paralane with you. Parillion, Arilla, and Lassiel will accompany me. A man screamed, and everyone jerked.
And so the Aiel attack.
That's not a good time for everyone to jerk.
No. Bane and Chiad Vale. And Fael goes...
I was stressed.
Fael goes, someone must get this news of Maseema to Lord Perrin. One of you must reach him. Ride like fire. All of you ride like fire or die here.
And then they all charge. And she's riding through the snow and running. And Swallow goes down. Swallow probably breaks a leg. And it's very sad. A veiled Aielman loomed up before her as if out of the air, chopping at her wrist with a stiffened hand. Her knife dropped from suddenly numb fingers, and before she could try to draw another with her left hand, the man was on her. She fought kicking, punching, even biting, but the fellow was as wide as Perrin and a head taller.
Oh, it sucks.
She could have wept with frustration at the humiliating ease with which he handled her. So, and then of course, because...
That is a scary thing.
Yeah, it is.
As a woman, If you ever like even like play fight with a male partner and they're like really good at beating you, you're like, fuck, that's scary.
So because of course all the guys shine get stripped naked because, you know, why not? And so he strips her naked.
Robert's like, you know what's been missing from this?
More forced nudity.
More forced nudity. We miss it. We love it. We need it.
Parillion is a guy. Why did I think Parillion was a woman? Parillion was a guy.
And dead.
And now dead. And Bane and Chiad have also been taken, Gaishine, and they're kneeling
there. Thank God.
And he throws Fael down next to them, and Chiad goes, this is not right, Shido. And Bane goes, she does not follow Jieto. You cannot make her Gaishine. And a woman goes, the Gaishine will be quiet. And someone else goes, I say again, Ephelin, this is foolishness. We travel at a crawl in this snow. There are too many armed men here. We should be moving east, not taking more Gaishine to slow us further.
Also, they stripped him naked in the snow?
Yes.
Sounds like a bad plan.
Sivana wants more Gaishine, Roland.
Fael is like, oh, fuck, it's the goddamn Shido, fuck. I thought we were done with them from Demise Wells. I thought they all died.
Nah, shit. I wish.
How are they here? This doesn't make any sense. And then Morghaz gets brought in. Aleandra,
she just can't catch a fucking break.
Arella, Lassiel, and the only one who escaped is...
Barrelane.
And Fael's like, fuck, are you goddamn kidding
Here's
me?
Here's my thing. She's smart as fuck. She probably evaded them very skillfully. She's really smart.
All of that, and she had to hope that slinking cat, that pouting troll, Barrelane, had managed to escape so she could reach Perrin.
I'm glad that, you know, in the midst of us in mortal terror for our lives being kidnapped, we have the time to be catty toward other women.
Alongside everything
else,
that seemed the worst of all. And we switch to Egwene. Oh my god, how's she?
She's going to the White Tower. She's like, month over.
Yes.
I thought that this month was going to be like...
Month over.
Month over, we're done. I'm like, it's been a month?
Her horse is named Daishar, not to be confused with Tydishar, which is Rand's horse.
Not to be confused
with... Or Daishan, which is Rand's title.
And not to be confused with Dailin, and not to be confused with... Oh my god.
Egwene walked Daishar along the column of initiates, sisters on their horses among the wagons, accepted and novices afoot despite the snow.
Shiriam and Swan rode at her
Bella
back.
Bella or nothing.
Talking quietly
ride
about information.
Ride Bella to battle.
Learned from Swan's eyes and ears. Egwene had thought the fire-haired woman an efficient keeper once she learned that she was not the Ammerlin, but day by day, Shiriam seemed to grow ever more assiduous about her duties. So they're riding along, and Egwene thinks about, like, you know what's really fucking annoying? I'm glad we have more recruits, but, like, this particular group that just showed up, like, did they really have to be here right now?
Mm-hmm.
The two sisters who brought them had been more than startled to find Egwene as Ammerlin, but their charges could not believe it. Not Egwene Alvear, the mayor's daughter from Emmons Field. She did not want to order anyone else punished, but she would have to if she saw another stick her tongue out at her.
Who's sticking their tongue out?
A big group of girls just showed up. Who
and
is
like,
it?
It's the Emmons Field
girls. It's the Two Rivers girls.
And they're like, Egwene! And
like,
then,
you're not the queen!
And she's
boo.
Like, and she's like,
I am actually
I am the
magic pope.
Fucking queen, so stop doing that in front of my constituents. That's funny as hell.
So what happens here? We've got
also
the
Varen was just like Varen was like, I've got all these girls. Ah, fuck it.
I know. The pair reined in before her, but before they could open their mouths, this is Ramonda and Lelaine that have just shown up, she spoke. It's time we got on with it, daughters, and no time for wasting an idle chatter. Proceed. Ramonda and Lelaine wheeled their horses as one, then glared at one another a moment. Events this past month had only heightened their dislike for each other. Lelaine tossed her head angrily in concession, and Ramonda smiled, a faint curving of her lips. Egwene almost smiled, too. That mutual animosity was still her greatest strength in the hall. The Ammerlin seat commands you to proceed, Ramonda announced, raising one hand grandly. The light of Sidar sprang up around the 13 sisters near the sitters, around all of them together, and a thick slash of silver appeared in the middle of the clearing, rotating into a gateway 10 paces tall and 100 wide. Falling snow drifted through from the other side. Shouted orders rose among the soldiers, and the first armored heavy cavalry rode through. The swirling snow beyond the gateway was too thick to see far, yet Egwene imagined that she could make out the shining walls of Tar Valon and the White Tower itself.
It has begun, Mother, Shiriam said, sounding almost surprised.
It has begun, Egwene agreed, and the light willing soon Elida would fall. She was supposed to wait until Bryn said sufficient of his soldiers were through, but she could not stop herself. Digging her heels into Dyshar's flank, she rode through into the falling snow, onto the plain where Dragonmount reared black and smoking against a white sky. That's the end of chapter 30 and chapter 31.
Woo! How could the slog happen after this?
Chapter...
No, I'm serious.
I know. It seems like everything's set up.
I know, I'm excited.
Now, chapter 31 is really short.
I have any notes for it.
No,
so.
You don't. Nothing. Maybe you do. Do
no.
You? No.
My last thing is, I fucking knew it. Woo. Winter winds and winter snows slowed the passage of trade across lands where they did not end it until spring. And for every 3 pigeons sent by merchants, 2 fell to hawks or weather. But where ice did not cover the rivers, ships still sailed, and rumor flew faster than lightnings. Holy run-on sentence, Robert. 1,000 rumors, each throwing off 1,000 seeds that sprouted and grew in snow and ice as in fertile soil. At Tar Valon, some stories said great armies had clashed and the streets ran with blood, and rebel Aes Sedai had stuck the head of Elida Aroihan on a pike. No, Elida had closed her hand, and those who survived among the rebels groveled at Elida's feet. There had been no rebels, no division of the White Tower. It was the Black Tower that had been broken, like Allie had said it would. By Aes Sedai designs and Aes Sedai power, and the Ashaman hunted Ashaman across the nations. The White Tower had shattered the Sun Palace in Kyrian, and the Dragon Reborn himself was now bound to the Ammerlin seat. Her puppet and her tool. Some tales said Aes Sedai had been bound to him, bound to the Ashaman, yet... as Ali also said they might be. Yet few believed that, and those few were ridiculed. Arthur Hawkwing's armies had returned to reclaim his long-dead empire, and the Seanchan were sweeping all before them, even to driving the Dragon Reborn from Altara in defeat. So Altara is where he's going, right?
That's where he was.
Oh, my bad. The Seanchan had come to serve him. No, he had cast the Seanchan into the sea, destroying their army utterly. They had carried the Dragon Reborn away to kneel before their Empress, Tuon, who was going to hook up with Matt, The dragon reborn was dead, and there was as much celebration as mourning, as many tears as cries of joy. I think that's also going to happen. Across the nations, the story spread like a spiderweb laid upon spiderweb, and men and women planned the future, believing they knew the truth. They planned, and the pattern absorbed their plans, weaving toward the future foretold. The end of the eighth book of the Wheel of Time. Boom. Kaboom.
Book eight.
Done.
Good?
Yeah.
Good. What's going to happen now?
Fuck if I know. I'm supposed to get a bingo card together, and I'm like, where do I even go from here? Yeah. Rand's fucked off to somewhere. Elaine's succession crisis can only fill up one square.
You could get specific if you wanted to make, like, sub-predictions about what's going to happen in that plot.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to get specific. Then we've got Egwene attacking the White Tower.
Very exciting.
They're going to defeat Elaine off-screen.
I'm
just kidding. I hope not.
The first time I read this, I was like, did we miss the battle? Because chapter 31 is like, I heard there was a battle. Did we skip it?
It was the Kalimdor.
No, because they said that they put Elida's head on a pike. I was like, did we miss all of this?
Did you read back?
I didn't,
like,
put it past him. I was like, did we skip that? Are we just to accept that it's over?
I don't think they're going to. That seems like a lot for Egwene to do, to kill Elida.
That would be a lot.
That's a lot. I feel like she'd still Elida.
Maybe. What's the next book, if the main events of this book were, you know, Perrin getting to Mesima, Elaine getting to the Bowl of the Winds, Elaine getting to Caemlyn, and Rand pushing the Seán Shan back, but also losing power?
Because
This is really the first book where Rand has a net loss, right?
Yeah, like a real big loss.
Yeah. What's next? What's going to happen? What's the big stuff? Is Rand going to continue his decline, or is he going to climb?
I don't think that fucking off is going to work out for Rand as well as he hopes.
Sure.
That's probably going to be a thing. Like, maybe he fucks up. You know what? This is what he does. He fucks off to an island with the sea folk, and he's like, I'm going to just hang out here. Cool. We'll see what this Coromor shit's all about. And then, you know, the sea folk are boring somehow. Like, somehow we're going to take pirate people and make them dull. How? We'll find out. Then we've got Elaine. Maybe Tom will finally do something here.
You think he's going to get a plot?
Maybe he'll help.
He's still in Abu Dhar.
Why the fuck is he in Abu Dhar when she needs him? The one moment she's finally like, yeah, actually, Tom would be really fucking useful in Caemlyn. He's like, I actually just fucked off to Abu Dhar to sit for a book.
More like three so far.
What the fuck? Okay.
Because he was there in seven, he's there in eight.
Well, Elaine's going to do stuff with what's-her-face. Egwene's attacking the White Tower. Hopefully that will be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Nynaeve's getting railed by Lan.
Good for her.
So they're busy.
We're all very happy for her.
What else has happened? Bane and Chiot are Guy Shane. That sucks.
Yeah.
So are Perrin, Gaul, and Talonvor going to go after them? But they also have Mesima. So is Perrin going to be like, hold on, wife. I'm going to get Mesima to walk. Again, open a gateway, drop kick him through it.
That would be a better idea. But you have to assume he's going to bring a lot of rabble with him.
Well, we've got our own rabble.
Yeah.
Let's see. Like, our rabble are trained soldiers, and his rabble are, like, random nobodies.
Miscellaneous reavers.
Miscellaneous assholes. So, yeah. Like, I like our chances.
Yeah. Well.
That's why he wants to walk. That's really why he wants to walk, is he wants to bring a fuckload of people with him.
I also think as soon as he meets with Rand, all of his power is gone.
Totally.
Right? Because as soon as he meets with Rand, Rand's going to go, hey, thanks for, you know, whatever you did. Now go to sleep.
Well, he's kind of like a televangelist, right?
Yes,
like,
that's what I was
like.
Yeah.
So I feel like he and Rand are not going to vibe. I'm just feeling that. I'm feeling like Mesima is going to get executed, and that's going to be a whole mess. But not before Aurum, like, does a bunch of fucked up shit and starts collecting ears or whatever. Because he's like, I finally have a violent mentor who will take me under his wing.
Yeah, he gets real excited when he looks at him. That doesn't feel good.
And this is why I've been saying for books now, Perrin, you got to get that kid under control.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
But Perrin's like, no, I'm going to avoid it because I'm Perrin. And now we're going to just cause bigger problems. Because when you avoid your problems, you cause bigger problems. That's what happens. You got to face them head on. You got to be like, this is a problem.
Yep.
Because otherwise you are avoiding a problem that's just going to get bigger.
Yep.
Guess what? Arm's a problem that's going to get bigger.
Yep.
What else? What other plots are happening? Matt is stuck under a wall. Hopefully he gets out next book. He's been there for like a month now.
Presumably he was either dead or in recovery.
So he's in recovery because he's Chavirin.
Yeah, probably not dead. Rand even said, Matt's not dead. I'd know if he was dead.
Stop. Matt's not dead. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Stop. Do not even go.
I'm not, really.
He's a main character. Yeah. He's not going to die until later. No, he's not going to die. Perrin's going to die. Perrin or Egwene, or both. That's my bet.
Regardless.
And Lan, maybe.
That's book 8. And as always, we're going to take a week off between books. And we'll be back here sometime in April.
Are we still going to do Hunger Games?
Yeah, because I want to keep reading that dramatically. And because they're shorter and easier to do.
Fair. Very fair.
And the Wheel of Time episodes are less easy to do. But yeah, everyone, have a happy April. We're not gone for all of April. We're just gone for a week with this particular series. And we'll see you on the other side. Thanks very much for listening. We have social media if you want to know what we've got going on. It's linked down below. We also have a Patreon if you want to support us that way. It's patreon.com/wheeltakes. And of course, you can always leave us a rating and a review, which helps a lot. Other than that, anything else, Sally?
We're fucking walking.
Thanks for listening, everyone. See you in Winter's Heart.
Bye.
Thank you again for listening. This was Wheel Takes with Allie and Gus. Music by Alexander Nakarada.